Welcome to the Dennis Turnigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows, He does not waste our wounds, and He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Delight Yourself in the Lord, from the live worship recording called Celebrate Living. This song was born on July 7th, way back in 1992. Psalm 37:4 in the New American Standard Bible says this, Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Let me say that again. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. That's pretty amazing, if you ask me. This song came during a period in my life in which all that I had stood on as a foundation, my beliefs about who and about whose I was, that foundation was beginning to crumble. That's not necessarily a bad thing, because I had based so much of what I believed about myself on the lies of the enemy. Even though I did not know the full extent of all I was dealing with, I did have enough sense, thank God, to keep seeking the Lord and to keep delighting in just knowing Him. To delight in someone is to simply take great pleasure in their presence. And I was learning to take great pleasure in knowing God in an intimate way. And get this, I was taking great pleasure in allowing Him to know me to the darkest recesses of my very soul. It is in focusing my eyes and my desires on Him that the deepest desires of my heart really do come to pass in Him and in His time. The bottom line is still this. No matter how much delight I find in Jesus, He takes much more delight in me than I could possibly take in Him. So how do we learn to take pleasure in God's presence, to delight ourselves in the Lord? John 15, verses 1 through 11 gives us a very good clue as to what it means to delight yourself in the Lord. This won't take very much time. It's worth our time to hear. Jesus said this, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, He prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. Notice I keep putting the emphasis on that word, abide in me. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. That's awesome. That's incredible, y'all. Let's take a few minutes right now just to do that very thing, to delight ourselves in the Lord and allow Him to give us the desires of our hearts to meet the deepest needs of our souls.
Now we're going to take some time here just to delight in the Lord. And remember when I said that He takes more delight in our presence than we take in His? That's the truth. Zephaniah 3:17 says what? He rejoices over us with singing. He spins around wildly in anticipation over us. When the prodigal came home, what did the father say to do? Start the music. Let's dance. When one sinner is saved, what does all heaven do? Throws a big party. That's what they do. What can separate us from the love of God? Not one thing. Not one thing. So he delights more in us. His thoughts towards you, brother and sister, far outnumber the sands of the sea. And he says that about each and every one of us. So let's take delight in the one who takes delight in us, okay?
Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for delighting in us and allowing us to take delight in you. We love you so much, Jesus. Amen. Guys, Melinda and I have 9 children. I know we're crazy. No, we're not. We love it. We have 9 children and we have 9 grandchildren. We love them dearly just because they exist. We delight in them. And if we, as earthly parents, as earthly grandparents, can say that and live it, how much more is our Heavenly Father able to love us like that and then some? He takes more delight in our presence than we could possibly ever take in His. Let me read this to you. It's my own translation of Zephaniah 3:17. You've heard it before, but I'm going to do it again, so just get over it. It says this: "The eternal self-existent God, the God who is 3 in 1, He who dwells in the center of your being is a powerful and valiant warrior. He has come to set you free, to keep you safe, and to bring you victory. He is cheered and He beams with exceeding joy and takes pleasure in your presence. He has engraved a place for Himself in you, and there He quietly rests in His love and affection for you. He cannot contain Himself at the thought of you, and with the greatest of joy spins around wildly in anticipation over you, and has placed you above all other creations and in the highest place in His priorities. In fact, He shouts and sings in triumph, joyfully proclaiming the gladness of His heart in a song of rejoicing, all because of you. Let's do this today. Let's delight in Jesus today and remember to allow Him to delight in us. Here's a tip as to how to do this. Do not call yourself something your Heavenly Father does not call you. That really does simplify matters. It really does. Let's be the sons, the daughters of our Father. Nothing more, nothing less. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan. I'm a little bit partial to this artisan. It's my amazingly beautiful, awesome wife, Melinda Jernigan. Have her create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, to help with the ongoing cost of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work and ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching vlogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for live worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.DennisJernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar. That's facebook.com/official.DennisJernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Worship with All in All Church, the first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, my brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers. I have several children's books. I have several devotional books. I even have a novel called The Short Life. Check them out, Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Delight Yourself in the Lord, from the live recording, Celebrate Living, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or go to iTunes or some other streaming service. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this. God loves you. God delights in you. And I love you too. Now go and be who Father says you are.